Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Carissa. How may I assist you?
Hi, my name is Sylvia Fisher, and I was on Facebook yesterday, and they had an offer on there to get a KitchenAid mixer for $2. And I answered the question, and it took me to a link to fill in my information, and then they wanted my card information. One, they would not accept my Amazon credit card, and I should have known better then that there was something hinky going on. But when I put in my other credit card, it took the information, and then I was charged $59.89 when I was only supposed to be charged $2. And then I found out that I had joined a membership which was not authorized. And there was nothing indicating that I was going to be purchasing a membership.
Yes, ma'am. May I have your zip code to be able to check your account for you?
My zip code is 17601.
May I have your first and last name?
My first name is Sylvia, S-I-L-V-I-A. The last name is Fisher, F-I-S-H-E-R.
Okay. Yes, ma'am, I'm still here. Let's see what has happened. Give me one second. So what has happened is that you have paid, have you remember paying $2 to win a sweepstakes for like a vacuum cleaner, an iPad, or a tablet? With that payment for the sweepstakes, it enrolls you into one of our meal planning apps. It helps with helpful daily food and lifestyle journeys to keep you informed. So that's what the $59.89 has enrolled you in for that contest entry to win one of those gadgets. And it does say they will notify you your email if you win the gadget that you have put in the sweepstakes for.
It said that I already won the mixer, and they were going to charge me $2. They didn't charge me $2. They charged me $59.89, and I need that refund back.
Yes, ma'am. What I can do for you is offer you a 35% refund. I can't offer a 50% refund as well, and the highest refund that I can offer is a 75% refund.
What do you mean you can't give me a full refund? I didn't authorize for them to take $59.89 out of my account.
Yes, ma'am. I'm just following protocol orders.
Well, then you need to put me through to somebody higher if this is what you're going to say to me, because I want a full refund. This is bullshit. I didn't authorize for them to take $59.89 out of my account.
Yes, ma'am. Give me one second. Yes, ma'am. I was able to talk to my supervisor, so I will be able to get that refund funded back to your account. It will take 3 to 5 business days for it to come to your account, and you can keep the blender when it does ship to you. I will cancel this account so you won't get any more monthly charges to your account.
I did not purchase a blender. It was supposed to be a KitchenAid mixer.
Well, yes, ma'am. Yes, whatever. The sweepstakes, yes, ma'am, you will get that for free. The only thing that the reason why I was charged that much is was because you had got enrolled into that meal planning app, which I just took off for you. Your funds will be back in your account 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. I'll be looking for it. Can you send me a confirmation email?
Yes, ma'am. I'm going to have to go through my manager for her to send that out for you. Give me 1 second.
Because I also replied to an email address that was csagrabbytehub.com.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I sent that out to my management, and they will send that email out for you. It should take no more than a few hours for them to receive the email and send it out for you for your confirmation number. And I do have it here if you would like to write it down as well.
Okay.
So it'll be the letter C920-798-953.
Okay, that is C as in cat, 920-989-53.
It was 920-798-953.
Okay, 920.
Hmm? 920 and then it'll be a 798-953.
Okay. 920-798-953.
Yes, ma'am, that's correct.
Okay. And the letter C at the beginning.
Yes, ma'am, for the confirmation number.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. So your account is ended, it won't get any more charges to your account, and your funds will be refunded to you in 3 to 5 business days. And I'll get sent out my email for my management to send you that confirmation number.
Okay. How long, can you tell me how long it's going to take for me to get that confirmation?
It should take more than 1 or 2 hours. It depends on when they receive the email, but it shouldn't take too long.
Okay, I'll be looking for that email and the refund.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
You're very welcome, and thank you for calling customer support. You have a great rest of your day.
Thanks, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye.